This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue our walk through the Psalter, reflecting on Psalms 132 through 136. The Lord has chosen Zion. How good and pleasant it is. Our God is above all gods, the idols of the nations, and give thanks to the Lord. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father.
Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth.
Lord God, heavenly, almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God,
Almighty God, your Son, Jesus Christ, restored Mary Magdalene to health and called her to be the first witness of his resurrection. Heal us from all our infirmities and call us to know you in the power of your Son's unending life. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Old Testament reading for the festival of Saint Mary Magdalene is from Proverbs chapter 31. An excellent wife, who can find? She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. She dresses herself with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out at night. She puts her hands to the distaff, and her hands hold the spindle. She opens her hand to the poor and reaches out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household, for all her household are clothed in scarlet. She makes bed coverings for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them. She delivers sashes to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she lasts at the time to come. She opens her mouth with wisdom, and the teaching of kindness is on her tongue. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many women have done excellently, see, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her works praise her in the gates. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early while it was still dark and saw that the stone had been taken away from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then the disciples went back to their homes. But Mary Magdalene stood weeping outside the tomb. And as she wept, she stooped to look into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had lain, one at the head and one at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Having said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God.'" Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and that he had said these things to her. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You may be seated. It is quite remarkable, really, that the colors that are adorning the altar and that we're wearing are white. White's the color of purity. It's the color of virginity and holiness. It's for the pure, spotless bride of Christ. White is his color. It's his honor, it's his glory and his purity and the grace that he shares with his bride as the two become one flesh. He who only is holy, who only is almighty, who only is immaculate, the only true God, shares that with his bride, the church. In fact, it's remarkable that we're even celebrating this feast today at all. A feast for a woman? Other than the Mother of God, St. Mary Magdalene is the only other woman to receive such an honor. A feast, not a commemoration, not a remembrance, not a token mention or a tip of the hat, but a feast. And white. White for St. Mary Magdalene. St. Mary Magdalene is best known for her tears. Tears of repentance, of sorrow, tears, uncontrollable tears. She is mentioned in all four of the Gospels, and we hear of her first from St. Luke as one of the women who had been healed from various evil spirits and infirmities, as he says, from whom seven demons had gone out. She's the one also at the cross. She's one of those women that were following Jesus and ministering to him, and she's the one that Then on the next day, came very early while it was still dark to anoint his body with spices. And she was there where they found that the stone had been rolled away. Two angels, it says, stood at the head and the foot of the slab where Jesus was laying. And they said to her, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen." I don't know what she understood of those words, because immediately after she heard those words, she ran to the apostles and said that they've taken the Lord out of the tomb and we don't know where they've laid him. She hears of the resurrection and then just simply assumes that that simply means that someone's taken him away. And so Peter and John come back with her, and having inspected the tomb and finding it empty just as she had said, they went back home. But St. Mary stayed and she wept. She's known for her tears. Now, Valerius Herberger follows the old tradition that also sees Mary Magdalene as another woman in Luke's gospel. And rather than giving her a name in the story, Luke simply calls her a woman. A woman of the city who was a sinner. She's the one who, when she found that Jesus was dining at the table of a Pharisee, brought an alabaster flask of oil and stood at his feet weeping, washing his feet with her tears, wiping them with her hair, kissing his feet and anointing them with oil. And again, Jesus at this point calls her simply woman. But now, unlike Luke, rather than simply a woman or a woman of the city who was a sinner, Jesus says something more about her. "Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much." Now, don't get confused. It's not as though she was forgiven because she loved much, but as the story of the parable goes that follows, she loved much because she had been forgiven much. And Jesus says just as much here. He said to her, "Your sins are forgiven. Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." She, whose sins were many, like scarlet, a deep, dark red, is now pronounced forgiven, white. She whose former life may have been that of the harlot from this story, and yet for sure had seven demons driven from her, is now made white, the virgin bride of Christ. "Many women have done excellently, but you surpass them all," says the proverb. "Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." Today, St. Mary Magdalene is praised. She is such a woman. Known best for her tears, perhaps, she's the one for whom her weeping has been turned into dancing. Again, another account of her tears welling in her eyes as she's back at the tomb, weeping while Peter and John had gone home. She weeps because she loves Jesus, and he's gone. She who loves much, she who fears the Lord, has had the object of her fear and her love taken away. She who wept at his feet with nothing to offer but her hair and her tears and oil has now no feet to fall before, that he might receive her praise. But then she hears, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" How is it that Mary didn't recognize her Lord, her life, her love? Maybe it's because he called her woman. She knows that name, and she knows it all too well, woman. But that's who she was before, a woman of the city, a sinner. That's who she was apart from Christ, who had forgiven her much. That's who she was, but no longer. With that word, how could she recognize who he was that was speaking to her? He must have been the gardener. But then Jesus says to her, Mary. And with her name on the lips of Christ, she turns and cries out immediately, Rabboni, my teacher, my master, my Lord, my love. And just as before, she falls to his feet. She falls to his feet with repentant joy. St. Mark tells us that it is the risen Christ who first appeared to St. Mary Magdalene. She's the first to see the promise fulfilled, the first to glimpse into the mystery of the resurrection, the first to touch the body of the one that she loved more than herself. And Jesus tells her not to cling to her. It's a sort of reversal of what we hear Ruth confess, where he says, I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I ascend to my Father and to your Father, and to my God and your God. And Mary goes at once and does just that. And so she is apostle to the apostles. Now, our confessions say that we shouldn't invoke the saints calling on them for help. But they do say that the history of the saints may be set before us so that we might follow the example of their faith and their good works according to our calling. So, dear saints, let us follow the example of St. Mary Magdalene. And let us do so according to our calling. According to our calling as sinners called by name in the waters of holy baptism. As sinners healed of our demons, as sinners restored by his forgiving word to life everlasting, as the pure, spotless bride of Christ, as members of his church. Let us set this woman before us who leads us in our faith and in our good works. For like Mary Magdalene, we too have been forgiven much. And so, like her, let us love much. Like her, we have had various demons driven from us, lust and pride and whatever clings to the flesh. And so, like her, let us fall at his feet in praise for his word of forgiveness. Like her, we refuse to be apart from the body of Christ, and we will stand at the tombs of all of those that we love, all of those who have died in Christ in faith, until he comes again and calls each and everyone out by name. Like her, who saw and touched the body of the risen Christ, we too who come to this altar, who taste and see that the Lord is good, who is faithful to his word, who does live even though he dies, and then let us go and proclaim like her, I have seen the Lord. Like Mary Magdalene, with nothing to offer of ourselves but our tears and our hair and our oil, let us give to him everything that we have received. Let us cry out, my master, my Lord, my life, my love, Rabboni. With her, we love the Lord Jesus, who calls us each by name, who speaks that word of forgiveness, who gives us his risen body and blood to eat and drink for the forgiveness of all our sins. He takes what is scarlet in us and makes us white in the blood of the Lamb, calling us his beloved, his pure, spotless bride. And so on account of this, like St. Mary Magdalene, let us love much. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
I believe in God, Father Almighty, maker of
us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the faithful scattered throughout the world, that our Father in heaven would strengthen them in their witness to the resurrection of Jesus, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, especially the delegates gathered in convention, that the truth may ever be upheld among us, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For a resurgence of virtue among us and throughout our land, that love, joy, peace, patience, and all the fruit of the Spirit would everywhere abound, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the nations of the earth, especially in those places where violence and hatred reign, that God would cause peace and justice to triumph over all the forces of anarchy and tyranny, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the elderly, for those in nursing homes, and those in need of ongoing care, that they would not be forgotten, but included in our families and communities, and honored as God has commanded, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who are sick or injured, for those who undergo or are recovering from surgery, and for those who live with chronic pain and disease, that our risen Lord of life would grant them his perfect healing, comfort in the midst of their distress, and the blessed hope of perfect life in heaven, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Mary Magdalene and all the witnesses of the resurrection, let us give thanks to God that we would remain faithful even to death and be brought to share in the joy of eternal life with them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Salutary, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. In the communion of all your saints, gathered into the one body of your Son, you have surrounded us with so great a cloud of witnesses, that we, encouraged by their faith and strengthened by their fellowship, may run with perseverance the race that is set before us, and together with them receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, We laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on those whom you created and sent your only begotten Son into our flesh to bear our sin and be our Savior. With repentant joy, we receive the salvation accomplished for us by the all-availing sacrifice of his body and his blood on the cross. Gathered in the name and the remembrance of Jesus, we beg you, O Lord, to forgive, renew, and strengthen us with your word and spirit. Grant us faithfully to eat his body and drink his blood, as he bids us do in his own testament. Gather us together, we pray, from the ends of the earth, to celebrate with all the faithful the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which has no end. Graciously receive our prayers, deliver and preserve us. To you alone, O Father, be all glory, honor, and worship, with the Son and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Save our way, the sin of the world.
body of Christ.
Oh,
The very body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the one true faith, both now and unto life everlasting. Go in peace.
Amen.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament, and we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.